News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is the 17th of April. It's 7 after 7. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. People out of the area, it's 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark is here with me.
Good morning.
She's back, and we have Wayne here. Wayne, good morning. Say hello to everybody.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne. We haven't seen you in like a week. How you feeling?
Yeah, great.
Great. You know,
good to be here.
Well, we're gonna, you're gonna be joining our family here.
All right.
It looks like. Wayne has been interning with us for, about a month or 6 weeks and, learning his way around the business, and he's learned well. So, hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 41 points at 16,383. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,859, and the NASDAQ is down 11 at 4,074. Active stocks today include General Electric, which is up 38 cents at 26.50. And Bank of America down 18 cents at 15.95. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 6 cents at 24.20, and Pepsi is up 29 cents at $85.06. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.45%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 8 cents at $103.11. Gold is down $1.90 at $1,310.60, and silver is down 2 cents at $19.61. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning, telling us what's happening on Wall Street, but also they're the people you can go down to and talk to about annuities, retirement plans, your IRAs, your KEOs, your 401s, your whippity-whoops. All those, yeah, I know those
mark
words.
It up, mark
I
it down.
Know, I know that kind of stuff, and talk about silver and gold and all those things. And they're the people to talk to. 243-7561 is their number, or stop by Park Marina Drive and go down and talk to them. Great people.
57 degrees in downtown Reading and mostly sunny with a high near 79 today. 20% chance of showers this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 79. Partly cloudy on Friday night, mostly sunny on Saturday, and sunny through the weekend with a chance of showers first of next week. Weather is brought to us by the Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veterans discounts. Phone number 365-3793.
Oh, you've been gone for a couple of weeks, Trish.
Why?
Did you miss me?
I did.
Did you miss us here?
I missed all of you. I thought of you on Thursday morning and thought, oh, I wonder if they can get along without me.
Well, you know, we just barely did. Oh. Barely did. So how'd you sleep while you were gone?
Not as well, because I didn't have my sleep number bed.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that a clever way of moving right into that? You know what? But it's true. You know, once you get used to sleeping on your sleep number bed, it's absolutely fabulous. My sleep number setting, by the way, is moving up. I'm up to 40 now.
Whoa, and yeah. I'm right in there at 55.
Okay, well, I'm moving my way up to you. I'm not as tough as you yet, Trish. I'm working my way in there. Anyway, you know what? They've got the latest innovations now in the all-new Sleep Number Classic series. And, you know, it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And I can't tell you, but, you know, Linda's had pneumonia. So she's had to spend, you know, time in bed being resting. And she is, you know, having a great mattress makes a huge difference. How much is that worth to you? And, you know, people talk, oh, gosh, expenses. Well, the Sleep Number beds now have got great prices. And, in fact, the queen mattresses now are starting at just $699. And right now save $300 on all the new C4 queen mattresses sets. You can't beat that. You know, as you know, Made in America got guarantees. You've had yours for
over 15 years.
Over 15 years, and it still works perfectly.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can't overestimate the importance of when you have to spend a long time in bed, the ability to change that setting to keep you comfortable while you're there.
And, you know, sometimes I've forgotten to change it. And I'll sleep on the 100 setting. And I wake up the next morning, it's still a good night's sleep, but it's just, you know, you realize you've slept at a different setting there. You know, head on down to your sleep number store, at our sleep number store, and talk to Brian or Janice down in the Target Shopping Center. Their address is 1315 Churn Creek Road. Give them a call at 223-2300. So many things are happening. You were back in D.C.
I absolutely was, and what a marvelous time. And I finally actually, for the first time, made the actual time of the cherry blossoms.
Oh, so that's right. You were there for Cherry Blossom Festival time.
Absolutely. So it's
beautiful.
It is absolutely incredible, beyond description.
So what did you see there? Did you see anything special besides the cherry blossoms? Did you go to any of the museums and all
that? You know, I did not, and I didn't actually do Washington D.C. this time. I went back for a 50th birthday celebration for a very, very dear friend. And so spent some time in Virginia.
One of your older friends, huh?
Well, yeah, one of my older friends. I did a whole bunch of things, not specific to the Capitol, and I've been fortunate to be able to do the Smithsonian Institute and Capitol and all those things, all the memorials. But we did walk around the mall and down through the Smithsonian and, of course, over by Jefferson to look at the cherry blossoms, which were
aren't they fabulous? Aren't they fabulous?
They really
I've
are.
Had the opportunity and the pleasure to be stationed back in that general area. And in fact, going to school at the Defense Intelligence University, they're right there in DC area, being stationed in Quantico. So in different places around there, so I could go in and see Washington DC. And frankly, it's a beautiful place. If you just ignore the fact that of some of what goes on there, you know, some of the politics.
Well, I mean, you have to remember that it's our White House. Exactly.
What I was getting at is absolutely beautiful. Everything's kind of in walking distance.
Yes, it is.
You get in there in the mall, and you can walk to the White House. You can walk, of course, you know, there's the Washington Monument. There's the Jefferson Monument. Lincoln, Vietnam veterans, World War II, Korea. Of course, you can take tours of the Senate and House of Representatives. You can go and visit your representatives. I don't think Diane would. I've never met Diane. I met an underling one time.
I've also met Barbara Boxer.
Wow. But you can go into the Smithsonian. Now, here's what Linda loves. She says the most beautiful places in the Smithsonian and the Air and Space Museum and all that. She says it's all free. I said, yeah, it's because it belongs to the people.
It is. And, you know, one of the gardens that we did wander through just because we got off on a different metro stop was the African-American Museum in the Smithsonian Institute. Mm-hmm. And the grounds are absolutely phenomenal. It was one that I have just never been through. Mm-hmm. We usually get off on a different metro stop. We wandered through there in the gardens and the grounds, and because we were looking at the ambiance and the cherry blossoms and not actually going inside, but it was absolutely incredible.
Native American Museum is there?
Yes.
I haven't seen the the White Women Museum, but maybe there's one.
Yeah, there must be someplace. White Women or White Man.
I guess you could say that history has dealt fairly with us up to a point.
I guess you could say that,
but I'm not
sure I'd want
to. But the bottom line is that it's such a beautiful place that you can drive around. You can spend, literally, not spend any money. Go over to, you can get, you know, ride very little. You can ride their metro system. You can go over to Arlington, and watch, you know, and walk through Arlington. It's beautiful. You can see where the Kennedys were buried. You can see, you know, of course, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the Changing of the Guard. You have all that. It's just so much historical things there and so much beauty that you could easily spend a week and not see everything there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as I indicate, over the course of my lifetime, I have had the pleasure of being in Washington, D.C. on many occasions and have looked at all those things. And I don't think you can see them often enough. The last time I was there a couple, 3 years ago, I actually got to go through the World War II museum, which is a monument, which I had not been to before.
I have not seen
it. It's quite magnificent. I've seen the monument. Different states.
The monument.
The monument.
Oh yeah, the monument. I have. Yes,
yeah,
I've seen
and
that.
It was just that was one I had not seen because it's newer than the rest. But
That's one month.
It's all incredible.
My mom gave $100 to that, and she never got there. No, ma'am, I take it back. I got mom there. Dad never made it. Yeah. Anyway, okay, hey, Trish Clark's my guest. Linda is still, is recovering nicely from pneumonia, and she will be in here tomorrow morning.
In fact,
yes, and you know, but it's one of those things that she's in, and then she's gonna leave and go back to lay down again because, you know, it's, you gotta do things in spurts. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio. Let's talk about, why did they change the time when people can talk at city council? You know, I mean, well, that's an interesting question. And is that kind of related to the Bureau of Land Management giving First Amendment zones where you can go in and talk about things, you know, 3 miles away from everything that's happening? Mm. I mean, can you, is there a link somewhere there? Or am I just, you know, am I just one of those people that, oh, here's a dot, I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to draw a line there.
Yeah, and we also want to talk about airplanes. Let's talk about airplanes.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Cars. And cool, April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Y21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
We Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts. You know, they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health and diet, raw and organic food, it just abounds there. And you walk into, I tell you what, you walk into Orchard Nutrition, it just smells good. It just smells like health. Can I define that somehow? Kind of a citrus.
A healthy aroma
when you come in there. And, you know, all these reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, plus the fact of amazing foods for life. Gluten-free mixes that Vicky has made and is made in a gluten-free facility, a certified gluten-free facility, and that's important. You can get it all right at Orchard Nutrition, and any help you need, and they will answer any of the questions. They're just great. Give them a call at 244-9141. Head on down to the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. You want to talk about let's talk airplanes first, because it gives me a chance to look up this one thing here.
Okay,
while you're talking.
You know, the issue, sometimes the place that we are in our government where we have so much government control and rules and regulations just kind of comes up and smacks you in the face. And what I'm speaking of now is the fact that the airlines no longer have to compete with each other by offering any kind of service or any kind of amenities when you're going to fly, because you don't got a lot of choices. They're going to put you there. You're going to pay about the same for any airline you get on, and they no longer have to court you. So they just don't give a rip. And I this was brought home to me once again as I arrived in San Francisco late from Chicago, for absolutely no reason, because there was no weather, there was nothing happening to cause that delay. We arrived in San Francisco actually, in time to make the connection out of San Francisco to Redding. But because of people not knowing their job and not being able to actually check with the airplane, they said the flight had already taken off, when in fact it sat there for an hour while I stood in line to try to transfer to another flight that they had sent me a text saying I was on that actually didn't exist. And so then
the flight didn't
exist. No, it didn't. So by the time an hour later I got up to the line to get on that second flight, the lady says to me, "Well, why didn't you get on the one that's just taxiing out now?" And I said, "Well, because I was told that it anyway." But the bottom line of it was, this whole line is full of people, some who had flown in to make a connection to Klamath Falls. That flight simply was canceled because there weren't enough people on it. And they were telling those people that there might be another flight to Klamath Falls in a couple of days. These people had gone, you know, from all over, had reservations. And the attitude, I think, was what
and
got
was
me the
at?
Most.
Where was
this is
at?
In San Francisco,
okay.
United.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, I knew better when I made the reservations than to fly into San Francisco and then try to make that connection to Redding.
Oh, no, you don't do that.
But I know. You do what you do sometimes. Oh,
okay.
But I did make it home, but I ended up having to rent a car in San Francisco and then drive home. And the interesting part of that is I met a lady, a young girl, 31 years old, from Munich, Germany, close to Munich, Germany, who was a missionary who was coming here to do a
mission here in the United States?
She was coming in to do a symposium and study group at Bethel and ended up...
What a surprise.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, they are an intricate part of our community.
That's right.
At any rate, so here I am traveling on I-5 at 2 o'clock in the morning with someone I met in Chicago who's from Munich, Germany, and dropped her off. Heading into Redding.
And you dropped her off here?
And I dropped her off in Redding.
Did you make her pay for the gas?
You know, I just said, let's pay it forward.
Let's pay it forward. Okay. That's cool. That's where you are.
It was a kind of unique experience.
From what I understand, that $1 million deal that we put together, nothing happened.
For?
you know, for we were telling any airline, if you come in here, you know,
exactly.
So we get direct.
Yeah, nothing
ever happened. And then because I saw something, and Dave Bendis is going to be on next week. I want to talk to Dave about it. But also Rod Dinger, I want to talk to Rod. Where are we with that?
Yeah.
Where are we with that, that $1 million deal that we were working on? Is it dead and that we're going to have to re-up again and go for it in a different direction?
Well,
you know, frankly, if we don't
address it,
then the city of Reading maybe ought to think about, since we can spend $2 million on REU buildings. I still haven't figured that one out yet. And you know, and the funny thing is Barry Tippin looks at you and he goes, well, we need it. And I said, well, what, why? Well, the police are moving into our area. Why do we need to, $10 million for a new building and the city council. Why do we need $10 million for that? I mean, but what I'm getting at though is this, is what we ought to do is spend some money on looking at, why don't we, you know, lease a regional airline to come in here and fly for a year or two?
How
much can that cost?
There's absolutely no excuse for not being able to, number one, fly any place out of Reading other than to San Francisco. If the flight goes. I mean, and then, God help you, when your luggage will arrive. That finally arrived at way later than I did at 4 o'clock in the morning and way into the next day and several trips. And of course, they ding you like crazy when you rent a car from down there because you're doing a one-way thing.
Plus you've got the Reading tax. What's the Reading tax?
Well, it's huge.
You go over the Sacramento River, it's another $100.
Well, it absolutely is. And the point is, that's what happens when we allow government to take over things that should be run by private enterprise. Because now there's no competition. There's no reason to treat us. They're not courting us to get our service. You know, they don't need to give us any service to get us to fly in their airline. We just got to put up with the way the government is. It feels very much like
we're no longer in the
United States.
Why is it the government?
Well, why is it the government? Why is the government having that much control?
Why is the government controlling? But when you say United and Delta, see, because JetBlue, look at Southwest. Southwest charges a lot less. They don't charge for bags.
But they don't.
They fly on time. They fly on time. And I mean, and here's what, you know, I had to cancel my flight. We were talking about, cause I was going to be out of town. So I had bought a ticket through Southwest, and Southwest, what they do is when you cancel, I canceled it the day before. They said, fine, you can use this money and get the same ticket. We'll hold it for a year for you. So you use it any time in this year and it's not going to cost you extra unless your ticket costs more. So it's user friendly. And when I take a bag to Southwest and I hand it to them, guess what? They don't charge me $25 or $50 or $100.
Well, there
so
you
see,
go. Maybe it isn't.
It's the fact is that airlines have got you. They've got us. Because you need to fly. And so what they do is, you know, with these things is, now if, when you want to talk about government regulations about things, the onerous regulations they may put on them to fly, that's one thing. But to fly in here, they're doing it for one reason. Frankly, you ought to have, you know, if the only thing the government should do is say, you ought to be guaranteed being able to get a flight. But then if you do that, they're going to raise the prices so high, which they do already.
I don't think they should guarantee you could get a flight, but I do think they should have, there should be something that says if in fact you book a flight, and you take people's reservations and you take their money, that there ought to be some way that you need to make that flight good. I mean, you can't just take their money and then, okay, we only, you know, this plane holds 50 people, we only got 5, we're just going to cancel it.
Well, no, and you're right. And that kind of, and that's the, I think that's the flyer's bill of rights or the customer's bill of rights where they keep you on the tarmac for an hour or 2 hours. That you get money from them and free flights and all this, but it's not enough. But see, even that, what you're saying is even more is that, hey, we had to cancel this flight. Or this flight's late, or we can't do this, and we're not gonna get you into another flight. See, it disrupts. That's why when we make reservations, we've made reservations to fly out of here in August from Reading to San Francisco. But it's 6 hours. We've given ourselves 6 hours window there just in case that we have to drive to San Francisco. You know, I mean, frankly, I mean, that could happen because these things get canceled because, you know, it's, who knows why these things happen? Except that they're just not working as hard. It's one of the things.
Their attitude is they just don't care.
Well, you know what? We got ready to launch in Desert Storm. We were getting ready to kick off the battle and the air war had already started and things were moving around. And I remember General Boomer, he's tall Southern Virginian. that, and he had that, draw. And he walked in, he called a meeting for his staff. Now, and we came in, you know, with, we had our troops along the border, and we were, everybody was, you know, like, ready to go. And he looked at his staff. I guess, you know, I think it was like 5-6 days off before we were really gonna take off. And he looks at his staff and he said, you know, he says, I have a feeling that some of you would be working a lot harder if it was you going across the border in 4 days. And everybody kind of, ooh, you know, because then you're wondering, I wonder who he's talking to. And he's looking around there. But he said, that's about all he said is, I think some of you would be working a lot harder if it was you going across the border on D-Day. And I have a feeling is that, like, sometimes in government bureaucracies and in, you know, in large, you know, these large corporations is that, frankly, they're getting paid every 2 weeks. And they really, if it gets right down to it, they're, you know what, it's not affecting me. It's not affecting me. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Gosh, you know what, though, but I get the flying time I want. Because I'm, you know, I'm a member of the airline and I'm a government bureaucrat. And gee, I know I told you I'd get this back to you in 2 weeks, you know, for your permits, but you know what? I just didn't get around to it, or, you know, so it'll be another 2 weeks but I still get paid every 2 weeks.
And it becomes such
It's not, they have no dog in the fight. You know, it's not their business. They still get paid, still get this retirement package. I mean, if somebody complains that, you know, somebody comes down to them, says you're going to have to go faster. Oh, okay. You know.
I think the point gets that it becomes so routine and they're dealing with people who are upset on a regular basis that they quit caring.
Yeah.
I will say that the final lady that we did speak to in San Francisco, she really was appalled that we had been in that line for an hour, and she finally, I mean, she was very apologetic and did what she could do and tried to credit the tickets with the difference. And the people here in Reading, that I dealt with my luggage trying to get it, they did, you know, try to work with me, but boy, you sure meet a lot of people in between who just really couldn't care less.
Well, I have people in here saying is air service can't help because we can't can't compete for investment, but it's not really, it is. We got to take a break. We're way over time here. We got Sam, Paredes on the line here from Gun Owners of California.
Good.
But the bottom line on this is that if Reading's going to grow, if we're going to grow business in here, we need that other airline.
We need
our people
airline.
Know that they can come from here to LA and back, and it flies 2 times a day, and so we can get businessmen in here and out of here, business people in and out of here. Anyway, Trish Clark, Carl Bob. We'll be right back. Sam Paredes is with us, Gun Owners of California. We're going to find out the latest in the grab for guns.
I have a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and Johnny just informed me that we have 2 to 3 used heaters we just overhauled and ready to sell. Some folks are starting to cut and mow their grass, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93. Propane seems to be holding steady on price, so fill up those barbecue bottles as soon as you can. If you need deliveries, give us a call. Our drivers have been doing a great job of getting things taken care of by the next day. We have a pay-forward account that you can pay a little every month instead of all at one time. So ask for Sherry. Northern Lights Energy. For bulk oils, red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline, card locks. So stop by and give us a try. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trisha Clark. What can I say to you today except good morning? It's a beautiful day, 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry like you can't believe. Leonard's got, you know what, Leonard's got direct contacts back to Israel when we start talking things like diamonds. And the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading. So if you've got a watch that needs to be fixed,
it's going to end up there.
It's going to end up there anyway. So you might as well go there. And you know what? He's honest. He's you know, he tells you the truth. You know, if you don't want the truth, don't ask the answer or don't ask the question. From Leonard and Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call. 222-2750. Full service jewelry store. Okay. Sam Paredes is on the line. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
Fine. Director of Gun Owners of California and our first line of defense. But how's it going there?
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing that it's Holy Week and the legislature isn't there fighting to take our gun rights away, but they're still plugging away. You know, ever since Uncle Leland's adventures in San Francisco, there's been kind of a little bit of a wet blanket put over the whole gun control movement in the legislature. There aren't any really super big bills that anybody's pushing, but there are these little bills that they're trying to move forward. And you know what? The anti-gunners are like the Energizer Bunny. They're not going to give up. They're going to come back and fight and push for more gun control. You know, they've got these little bills that change the definition of legally transporting firearms or illegally transporting firearms on your person. They're adding things like on or about your person, which confuses things when we transport firearms legally to our homes, to gun stores, to family homes, to shooting events, to hunting or to the woods. The legislature, the anti-gunners, they're not giving up. And they want to make it harder. They want to make it more difficult for us to own guns and to use guns too. So they're still at it, Carl, you know?
Well, you know, the one thing one of our people wrote here is, if we keep indicting Dems on a weekly basis for criminal wrongdoing, we might just get the legislature healthy enough to defund some of the special interests that, tied the environmentalists and all these other people too. Now, why isn't Leland Yee in jail? Because trying to sell shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles sounds like a terrorist act. I mean, he's a, I mean, wasn't he dealing with terrorists in the Philippines? Wasn't that the idea?
Well, yeah. In essence, he knew full well, Senator Leland Yee knew full well what he was doing. He was putting an FBI agent, undercover FBI agent, in control, in contact with somebody who he knew was asking for military-style weapons, including artillery and shoulder-fired weapons, for use here in the United States and for people to use in North Africa. So, and Uncle Leland's response was, well, you know, people need things. People need to get things. Do I care? No, I don't care. They need to get things. And he was putting who he thought was a terrorist, a criminal, an underworld operative in contact with somebody who would provide somebody who could provide firearms from that were Russian made. And then when that kind of petered out because that contact got a little cold feet, he was putting them in contact with the people who could provide illegal firearms from the Philippines, stolen from the military, passed through to Muslim terrorists in Mindanao, and then sold to these international terrorists. So, yeah, golly.
So why isn't he in jail?
People have been wondering who we've been fighting all along. Now we know.
Yeah. So, Sam, back to Carl's question. Why isn't he in jail?
Well, that is a very good question. I can't answer that. I don't understand why the Justice Department would allow him to be walking around on $500,000 bail. And my understanding was that they let him out on bail even though he didn't post it yet because he hadn't come up with a way to guarantee the bond. And we haven't heard how he has done that. Most of the other criminals that were wrapped up in this thing, like
Shrimp Boy,
yeah, he. I don't believe that they gave him
the opportunity. Huh?
Yeah.
So is this going to be exactly the same kind of results that nobody's head rolled or no one was punished in any way, shape, or form for Fast and Furious, and they're all still walking around
that,
and nothing
that's
happened.
Be the case. In this situation, there's too much absolute recorded evidence that they committed crimes of money laundering, illegal campaign contributions, conspiracy to deal in illegal firearms. This is a criminal case the FBI, the federal government. Brought against a California state senator and a criminal operation in San Francisco. Now, mind you, Shrimp Boy was a dragon head. One of the American leaders of the triad, the largest criminal organization in the world, and the FBI got a real plum in getting this guy. So, I don't think there's much chance that they're going to let this one go away.
Well, I'll believe that when I see it. I continue to be amazed by the things that we say we know. We start these cases. We have all the evidence. I mean, what you've just recited, this guy should be behind bars. We should throw away the keys.
Yes.
And every time something like this happens, I think, okay, they're going to follow through on this, and finally there's going to be some justice for some of these actions. I bet this goes a lot deeper than we've even seen, and yet, I'm going to be amazed if anybody actually does any time or does anything worse than slap their hands and give them. I mean, he may have to end up leaving the legislature, but he'll have some plum job in the government that pays him twice as much as he's making now.
That's
a little
that
gone,
happens all
isn't
too
it?
Often. I mean, yeah, that
is cynical there, Trish. You know, Sam. The thing we got to take a break here. But the thing I believe is that I think they're going to have to. They're going to have to do something about it. Senator who is now suspended, by the way, but still with pay. They're suspended. You know that right now, 10% of the California population is without representation because you have Rod Wright. You've got Leland Yee, and who's the other?
Senator Calderon.
Senator Calderon. All of them are suspended. They can't, you know, they're away from their offices, they, you know, all this stuff, but they're still getting paid, mm-hmm. but they're not voting. So 10% of the population of California does not have elected representation in the Senate because they've all under indictment or have been found guilty, as Rod Wright has. Mm-hmm. You know, I think my bottom line on this is that, yeah, well, yeah, they get their 98,000. Now, the other thing, though, is I think what you're going to see is Calderon, who is going through this thing, and Yee, they're going to start giving up names. I think before this is over, that you're going to see several other senators and who knows how many other people are going to be brought into this mess. So.
We should be so lucky.
Yeah, we should. Okay.
From your mouth to God's ears.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at ratingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palo Cedro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and Johnny just informed me that we have 2 to 3 used heaters we just overhauled and ready to sell. Some folks are starting to cut and mow their grass, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93. Propane seems to be holding steady on price, so fill up those barbecue bottles as soon as you can. If you need deliveries, give us a call. Our drivers have been doing a great job of getting things taken care of by the next day. We have a pay-forward account that you can pay a little every month instead of all at one time. So ask for Sherry. Northern Lights Energy. For bulk oils, red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline, card locks. So stop by and give us a try. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh yeah! Oh, that's good, Wayne, because you're talking about the senators from California. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Hey, tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott, we'll have Enjoy Magazine will be there with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. They are a fun group.
Yes, they are.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. For over 20 years, they've been providing outstanding service for your heating and air conditioning needs. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They can do it, and they treat you just like family. I can't say enough about them. We use them. And now is the time to have them come out and check out your air conditioning system. Make sure all those filters and ducts and everything are working. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. And Sam, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Tom.
Well, we want to do a regular, you know, update with Sam, you know, to talk about what's going on there. We've just talked about Leland Yee and all these others. You know, you said it kind of threw a wet blanket on them, but they're still going to be, there's still all of these laws out there, all these rules. You know, the fact that I think it's Ruger and Smith & Wesson have said they don't want to, they're not going to, keep sending, new types of firearms to California, mm-hmm. that they're, you know, that they're pulling out because of these stupid laws that we're having. Hello.
Yes. No, you're absolutely correct. Smith & Wesson and Ruger have said, well, frankly, according to California laws, we can't send you any of our latest and greatest and newest and safest and most efficient guns because you have laws that require things that no one else in the entire world requires to be on guns, micro-stamping. And then you require us to put loaded chamber indicators and magazine disconnects on guns, items that are that some customers want and need and others don't. Items that that law enforcement regularly takes off of their guns. So you're right. We are in a very difficult situation, and over a period of time, none of the handgun manufacturers are going to be able to sell guns in California if the laws remain the same in the state.
And we as citizens in the state of California are not going to be able to go out and buy those guns anyplace else because nobody will even sell to us.
That's absolutely correct. If the manufacturers aren't making them to send them here, the dealers can't sell them, and we can't get them. So it creates a very bad situation for gun owners here in the state of California.
Which is exactly their goal.
They're two-faced. They're hypocritical. They want these so-called safe handguns, well-made and safe and durable, and yet they create a system that guarantees that the best, safest, newest guns manufactured for Americans will not be sold here in the state of California. So we know what they're trying to do. It doesn't pass the chuckle test here.
Okay. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Ann, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
I've been chatting with quite a few people in Nevada over this Bundy Ranch situation, and I'm the type of person who would urge caution moving forward, and there have been quite a few people who are encouraging those, a lot of people to show up with guns and act in a menacing or threatening.
Yeah, act they want them to be a show up with guns and be proactive.
Exactly. And, right. You know, I'm a gun owner. However, one person in particular, I almost think they're trying to incite some type of trouble over there, and get the, you know, the people hurt. And I was wondering what Sam thinks about that. I mean, because personally, I think that we the people, are outgunned right now by the government. We don't have air support either, which is pretty vital. And I just like Sam's take on that about, you know, trying to calm people down a little bit. I mean, I'm all for going over there to stand with the Bundys.
Yeah, but you want to stand there on the line and you want to be, you want a nonviolent. Let's stand on the line. Let's put 10,000 people out there. We don't need a gun.
That's right.
If you have 10,000 people standing there.
Right. That's what I think. And I would like to see some of these, people who are encouraging, the guns to actually show their faces and identify who they are, because it wouldn't surprise me if we found out that they were plants or subversives from the left. And I'm going to hang up and
see. Okay, Ann, but that's good points. And, you know, and I know Ann is a conservative in the best sense of the word, and she sees the same thing a lot of other people see is that. So what do you think, Sam, when you have a number of people showing up with guns and they're taking firing positions over the like high cover over the demonstrators, and you've got snipers from both sides facing off. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? It was a this was a spontaneous reaction. I don't believe it happened way too quickly. I don't think it was organized by the anti-gunners or the left. And I don't believe that any of the pro-gun organizations were involved in doing this. This was a spontaneous reaction from Americans all over the country who came to stand with this family. And the fact of the matter is they showed great restraint. There were no acts of violence. Those that were there with arms did not do anything illegal. Those that were there to protest without arms stood strong and didn't do anything illegal, and they pushed back on a government that was run amok in and overreacting to a massive degree on an issue like this in Nevada. So I look at it a little bit different. I'm not afraid. I think that our people, those who chose to be the unorganized militia, and showed up with their firearms, showed great restraint in not doing anything dumb or illegal. So I'm happy that the federal government backed down. They realized that they were in an untenable situation.
Well, I agree on that. You know, I think okay, Trish, but I think you're right. I think the BLM all of a sudden found, oh my gosh, these people are pushing back and they're pushing back hard. Mm-hmm. And and the worst thing they could have done is to make this into a Waco.
And I think, boy, you've hit it right on the head. I don't believe that there was any organized effort of any kind. And I think it was an honest reaction from law-abiding citizens. And I'm glad to see you point that out. There's no question.
It was
that the media tried to turn that into a vigilante gun show.
Yeah. Oh, look at all the militia issue here, right.
And I think it's important that we continue to point out that, wait a minute, this was just law-abiding citizens showing up to stop a government run amok.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely correct. And we should always be careful. We should always be wise on when we call people to action. And that should be the last resort to fight against tyranny in an armed fashion. And even our founding fathers give us pretty clear guidance on that. And once the government prevents us from voting or so blatantly violates the Constitution, then we have a Second Amendment for a reason. But I'm very proud of a lot of people who participated in this.
I am all for the fact that we had nonviolent and we had people come from all over to do that, to stand up. You know, was Bundy right? There's parts of what he did probably that, maybe might be questionable, but the fact is that the whole thing came apart after it came out that Harry Reid and his son were tied into the Chinese solar power farms, even though it was 30 miles away, that they still needed the land up there to move the tortoises to that they had already had an extermination plan
wildlife
for.
Easement.
Yeah.
Well, and the point is, there's no question that the federal government has been trying consistently for the last several years to get rid of the grazing laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to get everybody off of the public land, especially the people who have the grazing rights and what have you. So this is just another step in that same direction. And Harry Reid got caught cold and now is trying to back up and they play this, well, you just got it all wrong and therefore it's done.
Yeah. And one last comment here from Ann. It says, she says, I believe that they're anarchists on the ready to cause problems for good people. And I think maybe there are, the people that they use they used instances like this for their own purposes. And if it's to cause anarchy or to cause a huge confrontation, they will do that. And it doesn't mean that they're
not. And the media will play it up.
Oh, and they will enhance it. Anyway, Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. Thanks so much for being with us here, Sam.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you again real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Sam.
Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. We've got a couple people from Anderson, a couple of the people from the police union here that want to talk about the tax increase that's going to be on the ballot in Anderson here, in June. So we've got them in here. We want to talk about that. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, here today on Thursday, April the 17th. Beautiful day, 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's 8 o'clock, right? April 17th, Thursday. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Coast Guard officials in South Korea say 179 people survived yesterday's sinking of a ferry off the country's southern coast. U.S. Navy spokesman Lieutenant Arlo Abramson said the Navy is committed to helping with the search as he appeared on NBC's Today Show.
We do have the USS Bonhomme Richard, which is an amphibious assault ship that has about 3,000 embarked sailors and Marines.
There were 475 people on board, mostly high school students, but right now the confirmed death toll stands at 9. Also at SRNews.com, the Obama administration is getting ready to issue more sanctions against Russia for stirring unrest in eastern Ukraine.
U.S. officials say the administration is preparing to ratchet up sanctions on Moscow as Ukraine struggles to contain a pro-Russian uprising in its eastern cities. Likely targets would include wealthy individuals close to Russian President Putin. President Obama told CBS News that each time Russia takes actions to destabilize Ukraine and violate its sovereignty, there are going to be consequences.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, President Obama keeping to himself about his favorite to succeed him in the White House.
I've got somebody who I think will go down as one of the finest vice presidents in history.
But still, the president stopping short of endorsing Vice President Joe Biden as a successor as he appeared on CBS's This Morning. From airports to hotels, schools, and churches, non-native palm trees are popular and a constant part of landscaping throughout Florida's panhandle, but because of cold weather, they've seen some problems this year.
Every day I get calls, please come out to my house and tell me if my palms are dead.
And that's landscaper Lewis Kahn, who says cold weather is leaving palm trees in the area looking brown and wilting, but he says that some will survive. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
A time-honored tradition of the late-night race to the post office to beat the tax deadline may be a thing of the past.
The April 15th deadline now history. The IRS says roughly 93% of early filers took advantage of electronic filing. As of early March, the latest period for which figures are available, some 62.2 million taxpayers had filed their returns online, while only about 5 million had used snail mail. And through that period, the IRS had issued $164 billion in refunds, about a 6.4% increase over last year. A final report on the tax filing season won't be available until September. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The latest robotic submarine attempt to scan a section of Indian Ocean floor has succeeded after the first two attempts were cut short by technical problems. The data is now being analyzed by investigators. This is SRN News. Chevy is hooting its own horn for the rollout of its new Chevy Z06 convertible.
So this is a true supercar convertible. It's really kind of unique.
That's Corvette product manager Harlan Charles, who says the car's been able to stay popular with buyers now for 61 years.
I think the Corvette has really stayed true to its mission all these years, and it's a mission I think that doesn't grow old. It's, you know, it's basically about, it's a dream car. It's a two-seat sports car. It's known for performance, for design, for engineering from the beginning.
And they say the new Corvette boasts 625 horsepower. A 74-year-old man faces sentencing for robbing a bank last year, and he's hoping to get prison time. Walter Unbehan says he robbed the Chicago area bank because he was homesick for prison. He spent nearly all of his adult life behind bars. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, April the 17th. It's 8:06 in the morning. And let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings with our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up fractionally at 16,425. The S&P 500 is also up fractionally at 1,862. And the NASDAQ is positive 11 at 4,097. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is down 2 cents at $16.11, and Facebook up 30 cents at $60.02. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 10 cents at $10.68, and Bank of Commerce is up 10 cents at $6.50. In the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.68%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 64 cents at $103.67, gold is down $3.70 at $1,299.80, and silver is down fractionally at $19.62. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. They give us the latest on what's happening in Wall Street. And you know what? When you're looking for places to make your investments, you know, to plan for your future, for your kids' futures, you know, what you're going to do, they are the people to talk to, our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. You've met every one of them here on the station, and they are just outstanding people. Stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices and give them a face-to-face. Give them a facey.
It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's mostly sunny with a high near 79 today. 20% chance of showers this evening. Mostly sunny with a high near 79 on Friday. Cloudy through the weekend with the highs in about the 78 to 80 range. Chance of showers next week, but mostly just looking good for a nice weekend. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and we can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with lattes and cappuccinos and all those great drinks, plus all the coffee you can imagine, all, you know, the raw beans or the cooked beans, the whole beans. They've got, they can help you with the types of coffee that you might want or cold drinks. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there at Tobacco and Brew. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You know, before we get into our guest here, I just wanted to say is I see where the city of Reading voted 3-2 to move the public comment portion of the city council meetings from up to the, from the beginning of it till back between, I guess, parts 10 and 11, which is much later in the night.
Why elected officials think that they can play games with the citizenry like that, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, people have a right to address the government, and as an elected official, I can speak, as a former elected official, I can speak pretty clearly to the effectiveness of trying to play with the people like that. You're going to get them mad regardless of what your reason for, how many good reasons you can come up with. Come on. Let them come in, speak, get on there what they want to, and do it at a time of evening when they're going to be there. You can't outlast them sometimes.
Well, you know, the thing is, but they can outlast them, because the reason they did this, and from what I understand Missy said, was that, you know what, they're doing this, and the thing sunsets and when the new council comes, you know, becomes sworn in. But the point is, they're saying, oh, the people are using this for political, for saying things politically and all this kind of.
That's their opinion.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. I mean, I think we're supposed to have people be able to talk about what's going on. And frankly, you know, it's kind of like what Dave Keogh said to me one time when I asked what was going on. He says, well, why aren't you there at the county supervisors meeting? And I told him, I said, well, Dave, I've got a business. I have a small business. And most people that have businesses can't just drop what they're doing at 9 o'clock in the morning and come to your supervisors' meetings. And the same thing with city council is that a lot of us have businesses. And so you go there, and if there's a time to talk about something, is otherwise, if you wait till 11, 11:30 at night, what they're doing is they're pushing people out of there.
That's exactly They no longer want to hear from the people.
I just wonder if it's almost kind of like the BLM that put these first, you know, here's where you can talk about, here's where you can protest, here's your First Amendment spots, this 30 by 30 spot 3 miles away, go in there and talk about it. I mean, is that...
Where nobody can hear you or listen, and
we don't have to put up with that. Right. Anyway, okay. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl. I was there Tuesday night and at City Council, and I may have been one of the speakers that... change in the time was directed to, but on further investigation, I now can understand the city council's meaning. What I mean by, I looked at the First Amendment, which a lot of us used. It said, and it says, Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing religion, you know, and then it says, Congress shall not abridge the freedom of speech. Well, the city council looked at that. They have a green light because the First Amendment says Congress. It says nothing about city councils or state governments or whatever. So the city council is shown last night that that's how they interpret it. And in previous, remember the library court case about freedom of speech? It means Congress shall not, has nothing, no restriction.
Yeah, but if you remember what happened in that library case is that the city got slapped down really hard and it cost them $250,000 over that.
I know, yes, but they still haven't learned. They still think they were right. And
they don't want to listen.
Tuesday night, it was probably about 10 in favor of keeping the time there and 2 the other way. And, the First Amendment does not apply to the city council chamber.
Well,
and a number of people said that.
Well, Francie Sullivan will be on here next week, and she's one of the ones that voted for this. Perhaps we could all just, you know, you could call in and ask her about that.
I'll do it. Thank you very much, you too. Have a good day.
Thanks very much, Gary. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You know what? There's more to it. You know, I mean, I just, this kind of, I don't know why, but it just offends me.
But there's things
that offend me, too. But this kind of offends me in the sense that, oh, we're going to sunset it. But you're restricting, you know, this is the way it was. It's kind of like, it's, you're not restricting it, but what you're doing, you just make it harder. You make it harder for people to be there and people to speak what they're thinking. Anyway.
They've forgotten what they were elected to do.
Which was?
Represent the people.
Public safety, infrastructure. All right? That's what they're supposed to do. Public safety, infrastructure. And we get back, we're going to talk to Robert Modine and Casey Day from Anderson Police Department, but they're here not from the Anderson Police Department, but here as Robert's here as the president of the Anderson Police Officers Association, and Casey is the vice president of the Police Officers of Anderson Association. And they want to talk about Measure A down there, the sales tax increase for public safety. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I got my first real six string.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Island Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system. And that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Born in the USA, all right, Bruce Springsteen. I'm back here with this is Carl Bott, and I'm with Trish Clark, and today is the 17th of April. 2 days after tax day, where they just, you know, they just pulled off my clothes off and beat me with clubs.
Don't even talk about that. We're done with it for this year.
Oh, no. See, you're not done. Because you know when Tax Freedom Day is? Tax Freedom Day is April 21st. Tax Freedom Day is the day that you have paid all your taxes off for the year. It's April 21st. It's not April 21st yet. You've got another, what, 4 days?
I've got way beyond that.
Every dollar you make now is still going to the government. Tax Freedom Day is April the 21st. So don't,
there is
don't
no
say
tax
it's not
freedom.
Over. There,
well, I just don't have to deal with it anymore this year. Never
right,
over.
Right. I just keep banging my head into the microphone. If you're hearing these weird sounds, it's me just, oh, I'm just turning around. Just, you know, I've only been doing this for 5 years. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs and at fair prices. You know, I said, I saw our firearm dealer of choice here. Long guns, pistols, gunsmithing, you name it, he's got it. John Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Okay. As I said, when we left, our guest is, was Robert Modine, who is the president of the, Anderson Police Officers Association, and Casey Day, vice president of the Anderson Police Officers Association. And boy, they're growing big in Anderson.
They do. And they're gonna talk to us and tell us why the citizens of Anderson should vote for a half cent sales tax increase in Measure A in June.
You know, when we used to stack going into places, I used to try and find people like Robert and Casey to get behind. You know, because they're big and they could stop things, or they could crash through things too. Anyway, Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
You've had probably people get behind you. That's okay. I've had my troops.
Great looks we're getting from the other side of the table.
Yeah, that's okay. I've walked across parking lots before in Ramadi, and the Marine walking next to me, and I said, "It must be shooting from my side, right?" He goes, "Oh, yes, sir." I'm like, "Okay, let's go move faster." Okay, Robert, you're here to talk about Measure A. And you're here representing the Police Officers Association, not the police department. We want to make sure that everybody understands it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're here just to represent APOA right now, just kind of share a little bit of information as to what you're going to be seeing coming up here in the very near future.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Measure A, really, for the Anderson Peace Officers Association is about maintaining the small-town atmosphere that we've been able to hold so dear over many, many years. The city of Anderson is not unlike any other city in the state of California, which has been subject to state takeaways and financial burdens. But Anderson has been traditionally very fiscally responsible, and you know, we're looking to basically support Measure A as an association so that we can keep that type of atmosphere down in Anderson, so that we don't have to make cuts to public safety and, you know, other entities within the infrastructure of the city.
Okay. And so Proposition A came as a way, it's an increase in the sales tax. Is that true?
That is correct. It does raise the local sales tax just within the city of Anderson 0.5%. So that money we would be able to then kind of set aside, kind of improve our ability to maintain or improve some of the services, like Casey was saying, that we have offered in the past up till current.
How short, everybody's been hit with this, Reading and Anderson, we know this. How short are y'all on police officers?
Back in 2008, we got to our high of 20 officers, 20 sworn officers. And kind of going back a little bit further, back around 2000, we actually did a study under Chief Neil Purcell to kind of figure out what we had and what we needed to have in order to provide the level of service necessary for the citizens. Back then, the study showed that we should have 26 sworn positions. We started trying to work in that direction, never made it. We made it up to 20. Currently, we're at 16 sworn positions to kind of help out with the 12,000 residents in town.
Okay, so you've got 16 officers out there. Does that include the chief and all that? That's everybody.
Yeah,
that does include the chief. That includes a lieutenant and a detective. So there's people that those positions cover that you don't see driving around in patrol cars throughout
the city.
How
many patrol people do you have out?
Well, we're normally staffing two patrol officers during a shift. There are some portions of the schedule which would be staffed by two officers and a sergeant. However, these staffing levels for a patrol shift are equivalent to what they were in the mid-70s.
Let's cut to the chase on the measure and point out that, okay, this is a Measure A. It would collect the half-cent sales tax. There is, however, no guarantee when you put a measure on that only takes 50% plus one vote that the city council, in fact, can spend the money any way they want to.
City council could do it. What they've done, though, is the way they've set this up is they're indicating right in the literature 50% of it goes directly to public safety. A minimum of 50% of it is going right to public safety, which is the police department. You know, what could they do in the future? Absolutely.
Anything they want to.
Anything that they choose to.
But people are voting on this to, because they want to be safer.
Correct.
Right? And so, and you run, this is, I'm sure is what you're running into, is, okay, you want to raise my taxes to make me safer, so I will see more police on my street. And yet, 50% of this money is going to be siphoned away immediately for raises to people or something. I'm just saying
raises
for clerks working in City Hall.
Correct.
All right, and that kind of stuff. And see, if I knew that, 75% of this or 80% of this, it's kind of like when you give to charities, and not that y'all are a charity, but when you look at things, you say, like, let's just use Wounded Warriors. Which is, you know, thing starts off here by lights, and all of a sudden you find that only 50% of it is going to the Wounded Warriors. If that's true, I don't know, something like this. But, or another, any organization, you find out that only 50% of it's going to the people you really want it to go to. Where indeed you look at another organization that says 90% of what we have, 80% of what we have goes to our people that we're trying to help. A 50% guarantee to me doesn't seem enough. I'd want, if I'm paying more money, I'd want it to go 90% to you.
And that's why we have the form of government that we have. If the city council were to decide to flip-flop on it and take all that money and, you know, go buy pretty fountains, you know, for certain places in the city, we have voters. And every 2 years, the city council is up for re-election. If you've got council people that have gone against what the people want, well, there's a way to take care of that, and that's every 2 years. So
let's talk about the other ballot measure that's with this, where there's an advisory measure where the people are actually going to speak to what they want done with the money. Does that list that it's 50% for public safety or?
Yes, the Measure B portion of this does indicate, you know, do you want 50% of any of these tax revenues to go right for public safety? That's the people's way of telling the council, if they vote yes on B, that we understand that you're going to collect this tax. We support this tax because we want these extra services. This is what we're telling you. We want at least 50% of that to go to public safety.
You know, the impact on the businesses is my concern. Because you, as a small business owner in the city of Anderson, it's difficult to get people to shop Anderson anyway. You have the largest retail mecca in Northern California, 10 miles away to your north. Everything is available, and the reality simply is for a small business owner in the city of Anderson that you know you're competing with people who can buy cheaper than you can sell already. So when you put that perception of not only am I paying a little bit more to shop locally in Anderson to go up to one of the big box retail places in Redding, now I'm paying a half cent sales tax more than I pay just 10 miles away to the north.
And the answer to that would be, you know, the Anderson being an I-5 town similar to Redding, there's been many improvements in the last few years with the roundabout at Deschutes and the other businesses that have gone into Anderson, which have really pulled a lot of the I-5 traffic off to do shopping in Anderson. And as a person or a citizen that's shopping and living in Anderson, is it really worth the difference to drive all that way? Is it worth the gas? Is it worth the inconvenience to drive to Redding for a simple half-cent tax increase that is going to go to basically better the community of Anderson?
To break it down into real-world terms, what we're looking at is you'd have to spend $1,000 within the city of Anderson on taxable items. That's not including your food and stuff like that. You'd have to spend $1,000 in order to pay $5 extra. And with gas coming up on $5 a gallon right now, do you really want to go through that extra hassle of driving up to Redding, spending your gallon of gas, depending on what kind of gas mileage you get, and deal with the traffic and everything, or would you like to keep that $5 in Anderson? And realistically, you know, how many people are spending $1,000 on taxable items every month? It's just not, it's not going to be that common.
Well, I know that certainly having been involved with Chamber of Commerce and as I indicate, the City Council and all of those things, certainly I'm one of those that believes that you spend your money in the community you live in because that's how you ensure that you have the kind of community you want and you need to be involved. I'm playing the devil's advocate here because I think you've got there's a perception in people's minds that, you know, it's just only 10 miles and it's up the road. How much effort are you realize you're going to have to really do this door to door, one person at a time to convince them that this is really needed. the timing with the raises, the paper didn't do you any favors. We've given everybody a raise, and now we want you to pay for them with a half-cent sales tax.
Personally, I haven't seen any measurable raise in the last 7 years. The Police Officers Association, we tend to do contracts on a 1 to 2 year basis, generally speaking. In regards to raises, we've gone many, many years without having any, and I mean, we're not subject to cost of living increases. So every year when the cost of living goes up a couple percent, we don't necessarily get that. Usually what we're doing these days is just trying to keep status quo. So we've given up raises in order to try to just keep the number of officers that we currently have.
So y'all aren't taking raises down there?
No.
We're not getting
any. Their contract isn't up for negotiation.
Okay. For how long?
2006, I think was our last pay raise.
Approximately.
Okay.
So it's been many years. I'm making the same money now virtually as I did back then.
Well, we might as well be in the Marines. Okay, we got to take a break here. And my guests are Robert Modine and Casey Day. Robert's the president of the Anderson Police Officers Association, and Casey is the vice president. They're here talking from the point of view of the of advocating Measure A and B, which would be the money after they take it goes to the police. I frankly don't think 50% is enough if I was going to do it. I would think it should be more than that. If we're going to raise if we want to raise taxes, I want it all to go to public safety then. And I think that giving the people that are sitting there at the city council a way of taking 50% more money, I would want them to explain to me exactly how they're going to spend it. Anyway, we'll be right back. This portion of the show has been brought to you, though, by Redding Crown Motors. You're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Go no further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new or previously owned vehicle. Your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177. You know, it's Red Bluff Roundup Week.
Yes,
there's a good time to go down right now to Redding Crown Motors, pick up that Dodge Ram or that Ford pickup, and head on down with your dually, your new dually, and, you know, borrow a horse trailer. Roll around in the dirt a little bit and pretend if you're not a cowboy, and go down there and drive around and see what you can do. Well, I mean, down to Red Bluff, because it's a lot of fun. You're going there.
I am.
Trish is down there. And, a lot of people. We have given away every ticket we have for the Red Bluff Roundup, and people are calling for more. And it's just, well, you know what, people, this is going to be a great roundup down there. Bikini barrel racing. You know, I'm looking at big smiles.
I'm still looking forward to that, Carl.
I'm looking at big smiles here from the police department. Is that the time that you all can't find anybody to work that day because you're down there working crowd control?
It gets a little more difficult during those events.
Yes. Okay, I understand. Okay, hey, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community.
Everybody has two or three jobs.
the divisions that were there when I was on the city council in the 80s that are no longer even there. Because they just have such a tiny little group of people doing the work. There's no question. And I would say the response from the Anderson Police Department is incredible. When I deal with it from my house, from the senior center on a regular basis, and you have somebody there in 2 minutes.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about raising, this is Carl, raise sales tax, okay? If I know that it's going to give you 5 more people on the street, or 2 more people on the street.
And unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Why wouldn't it? I foresee three officers. Okay, take 3 people on the street. I don't care whatever the number is supposed to be. So as soon as I start seeing 50% goes to them, only 50% goes to them. If it said 60%, the majority of them goes to public safety, then I'm going, okay. But when you say 50%, because the mindset right now, when you look at the cost of everybody, you know, like pension and salaries and all these things with bureaucrats. I'm not talking about you guys.
Right.
The bureaucrats and what poor people are facing, that's what they're doing. They're saying, okay, we're going to put braces out here. Not for the cops. And see,
10 seconds.
That's my perception. I'm not saying that.
It's
not because I'm not against it. But I want to know that it's going. Wayne, you are so good. You are good. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Taxman takes it all. Yeah, I think what can I say about that? Except that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I don't have to say anything. I tell you what, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. This is a place a lot of the, you're shaking your head because of yes. A lot of police get their haircut down there. A lot of law enforcement.
A lot of police, a lot of military.
A lot of military, everybody gets their haircut. I know what you like, this guy down there. You see Tim and a man in black. What can I say? The cheaters at barbershops. You want to find out what's going on, go on down there and ask. Or just listen.
Just listen.
It'll cycle through. Then we can just go down there to make sure they don't talk about you. That's the thing. Okay, my guests are Robert Modini, president of the Anderson Police Officers Association, and Casey Day, the vice president of the Anderson Police Officers Association. Splendid looking representatives of the police department of Anderson. And but they're here today not talking about police work. They're here talking about Measure A. And I believe if I can paraphrase this, is that, one, we all haven't had a raise since 2006, but it's not even about the raise, though.
No,
because you're under contract, and you say, okay, that's fine. What you're here for is because for Measure A, which raises 0.5% on the sales tax, is that 50% of this money, which comes under Measure B, if the people agree to that, will go to the police department to add personnel to your ranks, because you've lost personnel since 2008.
That's correct.
And so essentially what this is say, hey, look, we need new equipment, we need, I'm asking equipment, too, equipment and people for our streets. The argument against it, of course, then, is for raising the sales tax by 0.5%, which may drive business away from Anderson, you know, because they can drive other places to buy their stuff. So it will hurt the businesses if indeed that happens.
But if you have a safer community, and I'll look to the other side, and I would do that. If you have a safer community, then that's a real enticing thing for businesses to establish and bring their families there and grow up in a community where the crime is not as bad as the city to the north. A smaller community, it's safer, you have a great response time from the police department. Living in a community of 12,000 has tremendous advantages over living in a larger community.
You might be able to say is we're 10 miles away in distance, but we're 2 minutes away by the police. As opposed to, you know, over 20 minutes.
And Trish, not to interrupt, but you really hit on it there as far as being a small town atmosphere. You know, we talk about 50% of this under Measure B going to public safety, and where's that other 50% going to go? And let me tell you where it's going to go. It's going to go to our parks as part of it, as part of the planning here. And so we'll have nicer, nice or park for people.
And we can go for a whole show about the amenities for the park system in the city.
Absolutely. And we've already got nice parks. We can have even nicer parks. And it's going to go to such things such as code enforcement. So maybe there's some residents and some properties within the city that have the blight, that have the washing machines and cars in the front yard. This will help us find that person to go out there and make sure that those places are cleaned up. Again, just the aesthetics of the city will improve under that. So even though there's the whole argument of it's a half cent and people will want to not come to Anderson to shop, why would you not want to come?
Your cleaner city, it's kind of a whole package deal, actually. So I think that's going to improve things to where people want to come to Anderson. They're going to feel safer, and they're going to like what they see.
And while you're shopping in Anderson, you don't have all the traffic issues that you have in every other place.
Not even close.
Correct. And with, as I said prior, Anderson being an I-5 town, you're going to have all those shoppers that are coming from out of the area shopping in Anderson who are not necessarily residents there. That half-cent tax increase is going to be spent there but kept in Anderson.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we ask people where they live? And then you have two, you can, no, okay.
Recognizing that, because I certainly am a cheerleader for the city of Anderson. I've lived there for a long time.
You are.
I absolutely believe in that city, and it's a great place to live and raise a family and have a business. We've got the Campers World there and B&B RV, the best camping equipment in the county.
Anderson is very business friendly too.
And the great Walmart and that big shopping center there with all kinds of other additions. And like you said, with the new Deschutes, roundabout.
Factory outlets.
And at the factory outlets, hopefully we're going to start.
Some of which are empty.
Yes, we certainly need some influx of new business in that area.
How about that new shopping center at Churn Creek? Oh yeah, that didn't make it.
Oh yeah, well, that's a whole other issue. That we'll talk about that when we talk about our county supervisors.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And the need for replacement in some areas.
78% of the people voted against that. I bet they didn't see that coming.
Oh, certainly not.
Okay, look, you guys, I think everybody knows how I feel about law enforcement.
And that is government's job. Law enforcement infrastructure. We said that earlier in the show.
And
that's what government's
I would
put
feel
there
much better. I would feel just frankly much better if I knew that more of it than 50% was going to you.
Well, I think all of us would feel that way. But, what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep things the way they are and improve them down in Anderson.
Yes,
and I don't think at the end of the day there's any guarantee. But I would say that, the association, we're excited about this measure because it does give the city an option. It gives them the option. It puts the ball in their court to put more officers on the street, to increase all the things that we've talked about, parks and the atmosphere and the way of life that the citizens in Anderson expect and have become used to.
I've got a comment here. Public safety is the priority, and it's obvious that officers in Anderson are making the public a priority. I mean, I don't know who this person is.
Well, the other thing, and I wish I had the figures at my fingertips. I don't. Perhaps the city manager or the police chief is listening and can point out how much of the city budget already goes to public safety. And I think it's a good portion of the discretionary funding in the city of Anderson that does go for the police department.
I think in a lot of cities, the general fund, a majority goes to public safety.
Yeah, and I wish I had those figures, and perhaps if the city manager's listening,
and one of the things,
give us that information.
One of the things too is that yesterday Sheriff Basenko from Shasta County was on talking about the jail, and I said, "How many people do you guys put away a day?" Because I know that that Redding, the police department here, arrests 23 to 27 a day, or 20 to 30 a day. He says, "Oh no, we run from anywhere from 30 to 60." We put in that jail every day. And I said, Anderson. He goes, oh yeah, the guys from Anderson do their job. Plus you've got all these others that are coming in here. All right. So what we've been talking about here is in June, there's going to be the vote on, it's going to be Measure A, whether you raise the sales tax 0.5% in the city of Anderson. Measure B says that if the measure passes, you want 50% of it minimum goes to the police department. That will allow the police department to add 3 new officers, probably.
That's the estimates right now.
Plus equipment. Plus equipment. And those types of things that you need. I mean, I know y'all just got a new dog, right?
We did get a new canine.
New canine.
Yes.
And the part about it too is it's got nothing to do with raises. because y'all are under contract now. I don't know when y'all come up again.
We're right in the middle of a contract, so we've got a little time.
Yeah, so a little time. So, and I think the drawback would be, as Tricia said, is that some people would say, well, I can go up the road and buy stuff.
Perception, you have a hard sell with the perception of raising taxes ever.
Ever.
There is the issue of the only way that you can guarantee that money will be spent for law enforcement or whatever the people say is if you do a supermajority vote, which you can't get two-thirds of the people to agree on anything at any given time. It's an uphill battle, so you've got to go with the 50% plus one. You've got an uphill battle, but certainly I'm enthused to see that you people are going to get out and make your sales pitch.
Robert Modine, president of the Anderson Police Officers Association, and Casey Day, the vice president, are here as our guests. No, give us your last thoughts here, guys. I mean, sell me one more time.
One more time. This is a half cent, like I previously mentioned. If you spend $1,000, it's going to cost you $5 extra. And what are you going to get in return for that? You're going to get more officers on the street. You're going to get faster response times in some areas because we're going to have those extra officers. We're not all going to be tied up on one call. It'll kind of give us the extra bodies out there. In addition to that, the way that it's written right now is we're going to have improvements in parks, improvements in code enforcement, improvements in other aspects of the city that we've either never been able to do or we've had to cut because of the money that we've lost over time.
It's going to give us an assurance to continue to be fiscally responsible as the city of Anderson has demonstrated over many years, decades, and prevent any more takeaways, any more cuts. It's going to improve quality of life for the citizens and give them the expectations of police services that they're accustomed to.
How much money is it going to be? How much money will that raise? Estimates?
Don't know the number. I don't have a number for that.
Well, I mean, if you know that you can get three more officers, you know it must be something.
Well, I mean, there's anticipations that it's going to
be like a wild ass guess out there someplace.
It was just basically initial fact finding by the association where we were basically told that, you know, there would be two or three spots that would come from such a measure being.
And doing the math, we usually anticipate $100,000 to $125,000 per spot. And again, that's not salary. God, I wish it was salary. That's not salary.
The cost of an officer on the
street. Everything. So we can anticipate, you know, $400,000 to $500,000.
Cars and equipment and everything.
Benefits their car, their package, the whole deal. $125,000 is actually cheap.
It is. That's because we don't make any money.
That's another subject for another time, guys.
You have quality of life, too. You need to move to the city of Anderson.
We do. We do.
Yeah, you can live down there cheaper, right? And it's safer, right?
Absolutely.
Because you get a quicker response time, right? Good schools. Oh, okay. I got a big lot of smiles here. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, gents, for being here with us today.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You know, but we got time between now and June if you want to, you know, come back and, we'll hit it again one more time.
People will be seeing us. We'll be out on the streets here in the very near future. And so you'll see us at the post office at your house and lots of
we'll arrest
places.
We'll arrest people for food, right?
And there
little
you
signs
go.
Like that.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, Robert Modine and Casey
thanks,
Day,
guys,
thanks very much
in.
For being
thank
here.
You. Thank
all
you.
Right, we'll be
much.
Right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Remember when your doctor could see you when you were sick and not sometime next week? You didn't sit in a waiting room for hours. Your doctor actually sat down and spent time with you and wasn't rushed to see the next patient? Prestige Urgent Care in the Sunset Plaza on Eureka Way is bringing back old-fashioned healthcare. Walk-in urgent care, walk-in injury care, and the new Healthcare Direct plan are the great services offered. This innovative membership program provides unlimited urgent and primary care for a low monthly membership fee, and pre-existing conditions are not a problem, providing affordable, high-quality healthcare where patients enjoy unrushed visits in a comfortable, professional setting, avoid insurance hassles, copays, and deductibles. Prestige offers three different plans, and there's also a plan for businesses available. For more information, or if you have questions, stop by Prestige Urgent Care, 3689 Eureka Way, or call 244-4577, or visit prestigeuc.com. Make the most of Obamacare and save money while getting the healthcare you deserve.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Back down, no I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's still recovering from pneumonia, but Trish is always here on Thursday. So,
and we're glad to be back.
Oh, you know what? We're so glad to have you back, Trish. I mean that. You know, this, I want to talk about something else that's coming up besides Red Bluff Roundup. Tomorrow we've got cowboys, bullfighters, the guy that works in the barrel is going to be here tomorrow. And,
no ladies in bikinis.
No ladies in bikinis. And, Eric Wittstrom and Linda will be here because I'm going to be, I'm sorry, but I will be out of pocket tomorrow. I'm not going to say where I'm going to be.
Oh, but it's going
to
be fun.
But it has something to do with the squeaks. It has something to do with jihadist squirrels. That's all I can say. I'm fighting terrorism one squirrel at a time. But, you know, something else is happening soon.
And that is?
Cool April Nights.
Wow.
You know
what?
25th annual Cool April Nights. And next week we're going to have cars and owners and drivers and all that are going to be in here for Cool April Nights.
And that's such a fun time.
And then right after Cool April Nights rolls into Reading Rodeo.
There you go.
Gosh, what a great
time. There's so much going on
time.
In the spring in Chester County.
It is. It is. But Cool April Nights is going to be, starts on the 19th, but the cruise is the 25th. And is there anything better than the cruise?
No, absolutely nothing.
Yep. And you know what? We may just do it live. We may just bump somebody during the cruise and just do a live from right down there describing the car. In fact, we're going to do that.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. We're going to do that. And, for every, you know, everything you can find, miles of classic cars, shows and shines, trophies, food, music, dances, pre-sale tickets right now at six or eight? I can't read. Oh, $8 at local Napa Auto Parts stores, Cicada Cantina, and online through the Cascade Theater.
And there's all kinds of show and shines and meet and greets. And there's so many places to be and go and do during Cool April.
Absolutely is. You know what? What a great, and what a moneymaker it is for the town. Now, if we can find another way, maybe we should have a hemp festival.
I think not.
Hey, okay,
we'll stick with the cars.
Tell me what you really think about raising the tax.
You know, I think
first of all, articulate young men.
Absolutely.
Good guys.
And there's absolutely no, I mean, I'm the biggest cheerleader in the world for the city of Anderson and the way it's run and the lean, clean, budget that they operate in that community. Having said that, I think they have a hard sell convincing people that the answer to any of our problems with government to this day is to give them more money.
Yeah, but you know what, this kind of thing, and let me take this side then. If I knew that the money was going to go to public safety, I could really lean into that. If I knew the money was going to go to public safety and not giving some clerk in a department a raise. I mean that. If I thought that that money before, if they haven't looked at every other way, okay, so at least 50% of this money is going to go to the, you know, to police. Okay, they can be 60 or 75%. Let's just say 50%. Goes down there to get new equipment, put more people on the street, and doesn't go to give a raise to the city manager. No offense to the city manager. Good guy. I'm just using that as an example.
But then I'll go on the other side of that, and I will tell you that you can't just have a police department. You can make this argument. The people who make that city run, it takes all of them.
That's
you have
right.
to have a payroll clerk or they don't get paid.
I understand.
You have to have a PR person or a personnel director and all those things. You have to have somebody for other
I understand
issues,
that.
Public works. All those people need to make
I
money
understand.
As well. Have to have good positions. So it takes a well-rounded operation. Everybody needs to be
okay.
paid and paid in a manner that keeps them in their positions.
But I also look at the fact that is it better to have the clerk get a raise or put a policeman on the street?
Oh, I think it's better to put the policeman on the street, but he has to be paid, so you have to have a clerk in that position as well.
The clerk is there. And frankly, I'm not sure about Anderson. And I can't say this for every job in Redding or Shasta County, but the idea about – and I will go back to the original part of people working for the city, county, or state, or feds, less money – but they had a kind of a pretty secure job, and they had a medical, and they had a retirement. When the point turned where they're making twice as much money as the people paying their taxes, there's something wrong there. And that is not the way it was meant to be. And so now, when people say, well, why weren't you at the 9 o'clock meeting? It's because I have a damn business to run and I have to run the business just like everybody else. It's not easy out here. It never has been easy out here. So when I see that, you know, that if I know money is going to go to make us safer, then I can get behind that. But if I think that money, part of that money is going to go to give more to people that are already making more money than the people paying the taxes,
yeah.
I start having problems.
I totally hear you.
Not saying that they don't
Again, I go back to the bottom line is that I don't think that the answer for making government better or more productive or more responsive to the people is giving them more money, because I don't think any of us have a feeling that any of the money that we're investing in government at any level is being properly spent or handled.
Okay, we got 4 minutes left. Ex-REU official to pay fine for gifts. If you remember last year, my friends, remember this guy named Michael Brown who was fired and he said, hey, wait a minute. He became a whistleblower and said, hey, you know, the city is paying way too much for their natural gas and paying way too much for this equipment. And by the way,
made a lot of allegations.
A lot of, including that ex-employee accusing of corruption has agreed, this guy that he accused of taking all these gifts and getting all these extra stuff from, by the name of Tim Nichols.
Turns out he was right.
Turns out that, yes, maybe he wasn't to the extent of what he was talking about, but he was right.
But if he was right about that one, how many other the other allegations
there
that he
go.
Made is he right about?
If he's right about that, is he right about the other stuff? And if he's partially right about this, is he partially right about the others? Anyway, but part of the thing is that, you know, they were kind of poo-pooing this, but the grand jury. You want to know why a grand jury? Here's why. Grand jury got into this, and they were not nice.
Yeah.
First of all, the city of Redding, they just ripped into the city of Redding because, you know, you're supposed to have some kind of rules here, guys, and somebody's supposed to oversee, supposed to be classes on these gift things. But
one of the arguments was that they, in fact, weren't schooled in how to properly report those things.
Right. Well, I mean,
what kind of an argument is
that?
I think when you sign
something, and that tells you how to do that. He failed to disclose 18 gifts totaling $2,451. It's not so much that as it is the part. And then Nichols did. He tried to write, you know, afterwards.
And after the fact, he went,
after
whoa,
the fact,
let's see if we can clean this up so I don't go to jail.
Right. After the fact, he did this. After the fact. But here's the bottom line is, REU fired Brown and just ripped him, saying all types of things about this guy.
Absolutely baseless
saying he was
comment.
Baseless, you know, everything. Well, it wasn't baseless, so what else did he say that was true? Right now, it's going to court about his
wrongful termination,
thank you. I you know what? This is going to be interesting because, again, if Michael Brown was right about this, was he also right in what he said about the amount of money we paid for the gas and all the equipment, and was it some kind of sweetheart deals there?
Well, you know, people throughout the state of California and all over the United States are getting nailed on some of this stuff, but it reminds me that perhaps in our government, where we haven't progressed much since we were only able to put Al Capone behind bars for IRS.
Yeah.
You know,
we couldn't get him for murder and everything else.
We couldn't get him for all of the other really outrageous thing, egregious things that he did. He got put in jail for income tax evasion. And is
technicality.
That, technicality. And is that the only way we can hold our officials accountable?
Leland Yee, we got him for trying to sell weapons to terrorists.
Well, we don't got him. The allegation been made. I'll believe we got him when he does time.
Him. Right. Well, anyway, the bottom line here on this is I can't wait to see the next chapter of this because, you know, when people say, what can you talk about 2 hours on the radio about for 5 days a week? Trust me.
There's more than enough.
You know, when Trish walked in today, said, "What are we going to talk about?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm, you know," and then people start, you know, Stan Paredes, and then the police walk in, and then we have all so many things to talk about. You know, so much time, so many things, so little time.
Exactly. I'm always amazed that you come in here and 2 hours goes by.
Boom!
Wow! It's just a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, Lou White just rolled through.
Yeah, making faces at the door.
That's right. Okay, so tomorrow. Cowboys, bullfighters, barrel guys from the Red Bluff Roundup.
Red Bluff Roundup.
That's
going
to be fun. Listen to Linda and these guys. She said the bull riders are going to be in. I said, yeah. And she goes, okay, I think I can make it tomorrow. I went, thank you, dear.
Perfect.
Eric Whitstrom will be in to be her co-host for this. Hey, everybody, you guys have a great day. It's been a good week. It's going to be a wonderful day out there, 57 degrees right now. It's going to get up in the 70s, maybe low 80s, sunshine. We'd sure like to be seeing some rain coming in. But, you know, we never even got to the big story about the amount of water that there isn't. And so at Clear Creek. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Gonna stand. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The weather is not cooperating in the search for survivors of the ferry disaster off the South Korean coast. 18 people are known dead, with more than 250 others missing. The U.S. Navy is on the scene.
As long as we're tasked to do search and rescue, which we are currently still doing, we still remain optimistic and we still hold out hope that there will be some survivors out there.
Lieutenant Arlo Abramson on NBC's Today Show. An oil slick spotted in the southern Indian Ocean has been analyzed. Experts say it is not from that missing Malaysian jetliner. Russian President Vladimir Putin on a call-in show on state TV heard from NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
Does Russia intercept, store, or analyze in any way the communications of millions of individuals?
Putin, a former KGB man, responded by talking.